DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 27, verses 11 through 14. David has foes who desire to do terrible things to him, even kill him. False witnesses are used to justify to others that David deserves punishment, even death. The same was true of Jesus. David was crying out to the Lord for mercy and deliverance. He asked to not be turned over to the desires of his foes and false witnesses who breathe out violence. David had not seen deliverance. Yet, he kept on praying. He had not seen a way out. Yet, he kept his faith in the Lord. He remained confident of this, that he would see goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David believed that the Lord would turn his circumstances around, even though he did not see any evidence of its eventual reality. David's faith in God was not in vain. It was not vague. He knew that he would be delivered and see good things in the land of the living. This is the good thing in the covenant of the Lord. No matter how dim the light, no matter how the light of life flickers, no matter that the depths of a cave keep light from entering, the Lord Jesus can always change life circumstances. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. Abraham waited 25 years till he held the Lord's promise in his hand. David waited nearly as long till he saw the Lord's covenant with him become a reality. I can wait and pray too.
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.